Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
08757.
May I please have your first and last name?
Tony, T-O-N-I. My last name is Peretti, P-E-R-R-E-T-T-I.
And that zip code was 08757?
08757, yes.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it.
Thank you.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
196 Jamaica Boulevard, Toms River, New Jersey, 08757.
Thank you for that. I do see where our sweepstakes was entered for a tablet. How may I help you today?
What is this charge for?
Do you recall entering into a sweepstakes to win a tablet on the 20th of February?
Is it for an iPad?
Yes, ma'am, it is for a tablet.
Let me ask you something. When I filled out the paperwork online, they told me that all I had to do was pay shipping or something, or maybe it was seven something. So why are they charging me $56?
Okay, so once you enter into the sweepstakes in those terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase, you just pay the shipping and handling charge at the day of purchase. But after those 48 hours, you're charged at $56.95 for a $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store, so you're able to buy more gadgets.
I pay $56. We have a bad connection, so it's difficult for me to understand you, so I apologize. I have to pay $56, and then you're going to send me a $100 gift card?
You should have received a $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store. I would advise you to check your spam as well. It should have been sent out to you on the 25th of February.
No one reached out to me. I don't.
Okay, if you don't have that gift card, I'm sorry.
I don't have the gift card, okay, and I never got my tablet.
Okay, so if you don't have the gift card, then I can give you our customer support email address. Also, you're entering into a sweepstakes to win the item. So each month, you'll be charged to be entering into that sweepstakes.
How much is it a month?
It is $56.95.
No, I don't. I want you to, I have to tell you that I called my credit card company and I disputed this credit. I disputed this charge because I didn't know what this charge was. And then I realized the number on the credit card receipt had the phone number on it, and that's why I'm calling you. So I'm free to cancel this. I don't want this.
I'm more than happy to get the account canceled out for you. Now, I do want to let you know with the dispute, that is only a temporary refund until they do an investigation. And your card company may not be able to override our terms and conditions, so they will do a charge back on your account. Now, out of that $56.95, what I can do for you today is provide you with a 50% refund, and that is a total of
$28.47. No, I don't want a 50% refund. So you know what I'm going to do? Maybe I will have my credit card company to
pay. Okay, well, I do want to let you know this dispute is only a temporary refund. I can reach out to my supervisor to see if I can get you a higher refund. Give me just a moment.
I want it all refunded. This is not what I agreed to. It said that, first of all, it said that I was, it was a promotion through Time War. It was a promotion through Comcast Xfinity. Now it's not through Xfinity, it's through you. okay? And so I don't really quite understand. It said that I won it. It said that I only need to pay the shipping of $7.95, and it was going to go through Xfinity. Now you're telling me it's going through you, and I'm getting billed $56 a month. It never said that.
Okay, so after speaking with my supervisor, she agreed to a full refund of that $56.95. In order to receive that refund, you will have to call back with the bank of the line so they're able to verify that there's no dispute.
Well, they're going to dispute it unless I call them up right away and tell them what happened.
Okay, if you would like your full refund, you'll just have to give us a call back with the credit card company on the line. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No. They're not going to stay on the line and hold on like me for 10 minutes.
Okay, so if they do not want to hold on, you may have to ask for a supervisor.
I might have to what?
You may have to ask for a supervisor if the agent does not want to hold on the line.
I don't know. All right, I'm going to call the bank back. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too, bye.